Yeah, this is coming together.
Thoughts, obviously, on Patty getting done and having another guy join your group here.
Really important in that he does get a chance to start the season, get some practices in, and get into a rhythm right from the get go. It's good that he was at least on the ice with a professional hockey team. We had a tough camp, and there's a benefit to that for sure, and he missed out on that benefit, but great that he's in before the start.
So from your standpoint, what's his timeline here over the next little bit?
He gets in, I believe, Monday, and he'll be on the ice Tuesday as long as he's still got to go through all the physical and kind of medical testing that we do to make sure he's fit to play, and then we'll get him on the ice.
If everything goes according to plan in those tests, you'll use him opening night?
That would be, you know, what I'm expecting to see. Well, I mean, if something changes, I'll let you know. I mean, if he brings a groin injury or something to it, he's, like I said, being that he's been training, and he's been training with men, our expectation is that he'll be able to come and move around the ice pretty good.
Do you have any concern that he's behind Paul, given the intense camp that you've run?
I don't know if concern would be the right word. If it is, we'll get him up to speed. The guys that miss training camps sometimes are behind, sometimes they're not. But we'll just work with it.
I tried asking Blake this question. I'll try asking you.
How'd that go for you?
I'd ask it twice, but he still didn't quite get it.
So he disliked it. Hang on. The second time you asked it, did he like it even less?
No, he didn't understand it, and then I think the second time he didn't like it. But what I meant to ask him was, when you're dealing with these things in training camp and, you know, with these players not here, does it take on a different mood in the room when they're not here in the regular season versus training camp? Like, Patty's obviously back, but Kyle's now moving into the regular season. Can you feel a mood change
in the team? I have for you is I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I can't give you an honest answer about it because I don't believe that I've ever had a guy run, you know, one guy come in and then one guy run deep in. I just don't remember ever having to deal with it.
As a head coach, when you get into, we have deadlines outside of the start of training camp, start of regular season, does your mindset change? Not about the player or feelings about the player, just in general, usage, stuff like that. Obviously, you're updated semi-regularly, I imagine, but do you feel like when you're trying to create a lineup, you don't have, is he in the back of your mind that he could be back any kind of moment, or do you kind of let yourself focus on?
He's you know, like I had said the other day, these guys are all kind of long-term injured until they're back. You're not looking for him a week or two. It's what have you got? What's the best way to use him tonight?
So what are you looking from Patrick?
This season,
Paul.
This
season? Yeah, like just.
Can you have a bigger overarching question?
No.
Let's just get him on the ice here, Sarah, and then we'll just move from there. How about that? Mm-hmm. Before I lay out the grand plan for Patrick. Okay.
What do you want to see tomorrow? I mean, it looks like, I assume, is a pretty. I mean, what your line will look like, or your lineup will look like on Thursday.
I expect the last exhibition games are a couple things usually happens. You got almost all NHL players for the most part in the lineup there, which means it will be faster and it will be sharper, and it gets to a game at some point, and then it gets to the point that nobody wants to get hurt, and you kind of move in and out of that. So in the part that it's a game, I want to see the five guys moving the way they're supposed to. Do they understand how important it is that we play a certain way with more veteran guys? You're looking for better passing, all those other good things, but just that the five guys are moving right.
David is, looks
last name?
One of the, Gustafson.
Okay.
Is it a tryout again tomorrow for him? What is it, given what line he's on? And the other?
I got to be careful with this answer because one of my centermen right now I don't have an answer for. So if one of the NHL guys doesn't play, I'm just going to pop him in that hole. And if not, I'd like to see Mark on the wing, Mark Letestu on the wing, to see that. And I can use him in that hole. All we did was not factor in where they are in their careers to this point. And then at some point that has to factor in. Guys, like, I've got Ville in tomorrow. He's 18. But right now, it's just we've kept the guys that we think had really good camps that looked really good, and then Kevin and management has to kind of work through what's the value of having a young player here if it's his minutes are low.
As you mentioned Letest too, and Twitter was abuzz after the last game because he was caught having a mustard pack on the bench.
Yeah, I saw that. Is that like, that was one of those, hey, did you hear John Lennon's dead, right? Yeah, I mean, for how many, like 20 years they've been doing that, and then it's like, I don't know.
He said that it struck him as being a Jets thing, that he's...
Yeah.
So
I do not under
it before.
Well, Adam Lowry buys it by the bucket, right? He goes through that. So it's a hydration issue, and it's one of the ways to combat dehydration. I was surprised that it was big news. I've seen it for a while. A lot of us have. I've seen, though, more guys eat hot dogs on the bench over 20 years than I have. So he got busted, right? He got, but not even busted. They caught him. But I've had a goalie hiding a dog in his mitt. Yeah.
What's the oddest thing?
What else have you seen? Yeah.
What's the oddest thing?
That would be right there, right? Like you're looked down and you're not sure, and the glove comes up to his face, and then it goes back down. It's can't. Well, he was dehydrated, right. Tennis. That's exactly right. It was, can't take too big a bite because it's obviously noticeable, but if it's too small, you got the dog in your glove way too long. Pizza in between periods. Guy smoking in the dryer because like nobody could smell it then, right? Because the dryer was vented. Had a guy like to have a few cigarettes in between periods. Yeah, some things.
Pickle juice.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Drinking it and on their knuckles, right? Soaking your hands in pickle juice make the skin tougher. No. Okay then. You guys got lots to research. Hey, that's what Google's for.